The aim of questioning in cardiology is to disclose all possible risk factors that may contribute to the development of a peculiar pathology in every particular case. Usually, it starts with the date and place of birth and social origin of the patient interviewed. Some cardiovascular diseases are connected with local ecological factors, early living conditions, and psychological climate of the family where the patient grew up. It is recommended to find how many the patient grew up and developed, whether he was successful in children's games, sports, and competitive exercises with his classmates. It may not be essential in some congenital and acquired heart diseases, whether he made good progress at school. It is worth checking patients' occupational history from the beginning of their working life. Several occupations exert a negative influence on the cardiovascular system. It is a well-known fact that telephone operators are a leading group in the incidence of essential hypertension. This disease also frequently affects young people who combine work and studies due to excess fatigue and lack of sleep. Some professions are connected with hazards and toxic products. For examples, may be found among cases such as overeating in confectioners, excessive beer and alcohol drinking by restaurant and coffee shop staff, cardiovascular toxins, exposure in chemistry, etc. General anamnesis is also of great significance. It is necessary to ask what diseases can be treated in the patient's parents and close relatives. Genetic predisposition is especially important in certain multifactorial diseases, such as essential hypertension, diabetes mellitus, hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, rheumatic fever, familial dyslipoproteinemias, obesity, and others. Any infectious disease a patient has recovered from, beginning from his or her childhood up to the day of examination, should not escape the doctor's attention. It includes childhood infections, streptococci and staphylococci infections, tonsillitis, angina, erysipelas, etc. The diphtheria endured in childhood may later cause myocardial cardiosclerosis in an adult. Frequent streptococcal angina may cause rheumatic heart damage, such as endocarditis. Some contagious agents may later, after infections, provoke a disease of a latent autoimmune process directed towards the cardiovascular system, causing late subsequent therapeutic pathology of the heart and vessels, such as chlamydia, trypanosoma, enteroviruses, and others. Pathophysiologic anamnesis is also important. Try to clear out if the patient himself or somebody among his closest persons has suffered from tuberculosis. It may have caused subsequent exudative pericarditis. It is very important to be answered that there have been no previous sexually transmitted diseases, syphilis in particular, because they may be the cause of aortic and coronary lesion in elder age. We must bear in mind that any infectious disease can provoke myocarditis, which is responsible for subsequent arrhythmia and heart failure due to myocardic cardiosclerosis in mature age. Special attention must be paid to the patient's bad habits, such as smoking, alcohol abuse, and drug addiction. Smoking is a risk factor in atherosclerosis. Alcohol drinking is considered to be a risk factor in arterial hypertension and cardiomyopathy. But moderate doses of alcohol are recognized as an anti-risk factor in atherosclerosis. Drug addiction with intravenous narcotic injections via non-sterile syringes may facilitate the development of septic endocarditis, of tricuspid valve, thrombophlebitis, and thromboembolism. When questioning a female patient, The doctor should not forget gynecological anamnesis, the debuting of periods, age of marriage, how the pregnancies proceeded, if the patient has had abortions. Ask if hypertension has ever occurred in pregnancy or labor. The postpartum complication of pelvic vein thrombosis is a frequent reason for bacterial endocarditis or pulmonary thromboembolism. Sexual anamnesis is necessary in interviewing both males and females. This is particularly important when dealing with a myocardial infarction patient who may subsequently suffer from some disease-derived sexual problems. Questions regarding the possibility of AIDS infection are also acceptable, because this is helpful in identifying feverish patients with cardiac diseases. The epidemiological anamnesis is of great significance because it enables us to investigate the patient's contacts with the sources of contagious diseases, such as birds, doves, and hens, animals, danger of brucellosis, and pseudotuberculosis. Ask if the patient has visited any regions endemic in malaria and other tropical diseases, jungle fevers, or helminthiasis, and if he had got any immunizations shortly before the current disease, danger of autoimmune and allergic lesions of the heart and vessels. When collecting the allergologic anamnesis, it is worthwhile to take into consideration not only food allergy, but also drug allergy. Commonly, the data about the foods and drugs, which usually provoke allergic and pseudoallergic allergoid reactions in particular patients, must be shown at some conspicuous place. For example, at the title page of case history file, because of their great role in vessel and heart condition. Ask the patient about his or her living conditions, financial security, habits, way of life, usual diet, attitude to exercises and sport, hygienic habits, family and personal affairs. The history of a patient's life is also of merit because it is related to cardiovascular disease forecast. The next part of the doctor's direct interaction will be the patient is devoted to physical methods of diagnosis.